Welcome to your English class. This is the second module of your third lesson, Ishwaran the Storyteller, written by R.K. Lakshman. This lesson is taken from your supplementary reader, Moments. In the first module of this lesson, we have discussed about the author, R.K. Lakshman, and the two major characters of the story, namely Mahendra, the supervisor, and his resourceful cook, Ishwaran. In this module, we are going to see some of the storytelling skills of Ishwaran. Ishwaran never hesitated to tell even the most unbelievable stories to Mahendra, and Mahendra patiently heard all the stories told by Ishwaran. He never criticized the stories, but always appreciated the efforts of his cook, Ishwaran. One evening, Ishwaran began a story like this. The place I came from is famous for timber. There is a richly wooded forest all around. The logs are hauled onto the lorries by elephants. They are huge, well-fed beasts. When they turn wild, even the most experienced mahout is not able to control them. After this prologue, Ishwaran would launch into an elaborate anecdote involving an elephant. One day, a tusker escaped from the timber yard and began to roam about, stamping on bushes, tearing up wild creepers, and breaking branches at will. "You know, sir, how an elephant behaves when it goes mad?" Ishwaran would get so caught up in the excitement of his own story that he would get up from the floor and jump about, stamping his feet in emulation of the mad elephant. The elephant reached the outskirts of our town, breaking the fences like matchsticks. He would continue. It came into the main road and smashed all the stalls selling fruits, mud pots, and cloths. People ran helter-skelter in panic. The elephant now entered a school ground where children were playing. It broke down the brick wall and came to the ground. All the boys of the school ran away from the ground, and they entered their classrooms quickly and shut the doors tight. The animal grunted and wandered about, pulling out the football goal post, tearing down the volleyball net, kicking and flattening the drum kept for water. It even uprooted almost all the shrubs around. Meanwhile, all the teachers had climbed up to the terrace of the school building, and from there they helplessly watched the depredations of the elephant. There was not a soul below on the ground. The streets were empty, as if the inhabitants of the entire town had suddenly disappeared. I was studying in the junior class at that time and was watching the whole drama from the rooftop. I don't know what came over me suddenly. Immediately, I grabbed a cane from the hands of one of the teachers and ran down the stairs and into the open. The elephant grunted menacingly, swung a branch of a tree which it held in its trunk. It stamped its feet, kicking up a lot of mud and dust. It looked really frightening. But holding the cane in my hand, I moved slowly towards it. All the people were watching the scene, hypnotized, from the nearby housetops. The elephant looked at me red-eyed, ready to rush towards me. It lifted its trunk and trumpeted loudly. At that moment, I moved forward and, mustering all my force, whacked its third toenail on the cuck. The beast looked stunned for a moment. Then it shivered from head to foot, and finally it collapsed. At this point, Ishwaran would leave the story unfinished and get up, mumbling, "I will be back after lighting the gas and warming up the dinner." Mahendra, who had been listening with rapt attention, would be left hanging. When he returned, Ishwaran would not pick up the thread of the story right away. Mahendra would have to remind and request him that the conclusion was pending. Well, a veterinary doctor was summoned to revive the animal. Ishwaran would shrunk casually. 2 days later, it was led away by its mahout to the jungle. "Well, how did you manage to do it, Ishwaran? How did you bring down the beast?" Ishwaran would answer, It has something to do with a Japanese art. I think it is karate or jujitsu. I had read about it somewhere, sir. It temporarily paralyzes the nervous system, you see." Not a day passed without Ishwaran recounting some story packed with adventure, horror, and suspense. Whether the story was credible or not, Mahendra enjoyed listening to it because of the inimitable way in which it was told. Ishwaran seemed to more than make up for the absence of a TV in Mahendra's living quarters. One morning, when Mahendra was having breakfast, Ishwaran came to him and asked, "Can I make something special for dinner tonight, sir? After all, today is an auspicious day. According to tradition, we prepare various delicacies to feed the spirits of our ancestors today, sir." That night, Mahendra enjoyed the most delicious dinner in his life, and he complimented Ishwaran on his culinary skills. He seemed very pleased, but unexpectedly launched into a most garish account involving the supernatural, the world of spirits, and spirits coming to visit people, preparing delicious food for honoring the spirits. Okay, children, this is the end of the second module. The remaining part of the story we will see in the third module. Thank you.